Right now, we have some guests in our studio. We want to welcome the Master Gardeners here, and we're going to turn it over to them and say welcome and good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And tell everyone who we have in with us this morning.
Well, we have Landon Marks from the Extension Office. We have Melanie Garrett from the Master Gardeners, and Sharon Swanson from the Master Gardeners.
Good morning, folks. Proud you're joining in with us.
It's going to be a beautiful day, isn't it?
That it is. We have our spring sale coming up here in a couple of weeks, and that's why we're here this morning, Jerry, to let our folks know in Cherokee County and in surrounding areas of what we've done, what we're doing, and we want them to come in and join us and have a fun sale for us and what we do with the monies and the proceeds. We want to tell everybody about that this morning.
All right. When is the spring sale coming up for the Master Gardeners?
We will be in the Center City Park on April the 6th, starting at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. with our plants that we have, vegetable plants, as well as hanging baskets and garden art that you can add to all your pretty places, your patios and your landscaping. So come out and see us on April the 6th at the Center City Park. If you missed that day, we have another one, or if you just love to come and join us both Saturdays, the next Saturday, April the 13th, we'll be in Leesburg there on Highway 68 next to the fire department with another sale, and that one's going to be from 8 to 1 as well. And also this year we have added a fun thing for a 10 or 15 minute mini workshop. We'll have topics of fragrance in your garden, six non-toxic methods of killing weeds, and tips and tricks to use in your garden. So those are going to be every 10 to 15 minutes throughout the day from 8 to 1, a little mini workshop that you can come and sit in on.
So they can learn to take care of their weeds without spraying those harmful agents around the area.
We hope so, that they will come and listen up to that.
Okay. And what else is going on with the Master Gardeners?
Well, if you don't know what the Master Gardeners are, we're an organization started here in Cherokee County in 2009 by the Regional Extension Office, Terry Shackelford, under the coordination of Linda Glass. We do projects in the City of Center. We do Leesburg, we do Slackland Beach. We have several, I think, what is it, about 9 projects we're involved in at this time, plus we do a program at the school in Center Middle School with the kids.
So you stay busy.
Very busy.
We do. And you can catch us in the summertime at the Center Farmers Market. I try to go there a couple of times a month and have the vegetables that we have still available, and then other house plants and patio plants and things that you'd use outdoors.
Fresh flowers,
too. I like to grow those zinnias.
So if people have issues with their flowers or their vegetable plants or things like that, they can come and get some tips from you guys or from the County Extension Office, right?
That's right. So excited to be here this morning, Jerry. Thank you again for having us on. One of the things I wanted to mention, our Master Gardeners, they obviously do a lot of beautification projects around town. We can see that, but they're also here to help other folks in the community. They're kind of an extension of us. So we do have a Master Gardener helpline, and so it is 877-252-GROW. And so if you're kind of like me, and you need some rules of thumb to remember, it is 877-ALA for Alabama and then GROW. And so you can call, leave a message on there, and you'll get a response from one of our Master Gardeners. Say you bought one of these plants and it just looked beautiful when you got it because they had tended to it so well. And then maybe it starts looking a little different and you need some help. And so that's what we're here to help you do, is to do what you want to do well. So,
all right. Now, does that include trees? I know we're talking about flowers and probably shrubs, but do we about fruit trees? If people want to set out some fruit trees, peach, pear, plums, and things of that nature, does that extend to those types?
It does. And so obviously everybody doesn't have every answer, right? We try to, but you may get a master gardener that's a little more trained in ornamentals, or one that's a little more trained in fruit trees or vegetables. And so if they don't have the answer, we have about 48 members in our Master Gardener Association. And so, but of that group, we will find the expert in that particular area. And then they also have our regional agent, Dr. Brian Brown, and he is their ultimate resource to, you know, to find the answers to the questions.
So. And of course, now, what all are you going to have at the plant sale coming up in 2 weeks? What type of plants are you going to have? Do you know yet?
We have a greenhouse full, Jerry. We'd leave something out if we tried to tell, but we are ready.
Okay, so you have, and the prices are always right.
Always. We have very reasonable prices. And folks, we're not here to, you know, make a living out of this. This is something that we do for our scholarship that we present to Auburn. We have a $1,500 scholarship that we present to a student. If there is one in Cherokee County, they have first option for it, someone that's going into the horticulture type studies. And that's what we do with Auburn.
Well, sounds like y'all have a lot of fun.
We do.
Playing in the dirt, right?
Well, soil.
But where we grew up, it was dirt.
That's right. And it's still fun.
Yeah.
And if those that want to join us, we do have a sign-up coming in June that they can call the extension office at 256-927-3250 or, excuse me, or go online. And this, like I said, the whole month of June will be sign up. The classes will start in August, and we move around from a three-county circuit. This class right now going on was in Cherokee County. Our next class will be in Marshall County. And then the next February, we'll have another sign up, and that'll be in Etowah County. So we travel around to the three-county circuit, and we just need new members at all times, and we hope someone wants to come and join the fun.
All right. Now, to be a member and to be active in it, how much time do people need to set aside for this? Weekly, monthly?
You attend monthly meetings. You get credit for volunteering to attend the meetings. You also work on certain projects. So there is hours that you have to do. It's 48.
We have a 50-hour requirement to become certified. Okay. Whenever you finish your classes. And we did a lot of our work. You can do that as you are in class so that you have the opportunity to have your 50 hours in by the time the 18-week class is over.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Oh, that 50 hours required over how? What kind
of
span?
Well, actually a year. You have a year from the time that you finish your class to get your 50 hours in. And then after that, to remain active, we have a 25-hour. And you have, like I say, a monthly meeting. We meet the third Wednesday of any month. And anybody that's interested, we would love to have you as a guest to come. And we meet at the Cherokee County Chamber Meeting Room, usually. Sometimes we're on field trips, but most of the time our meetings are there. And we just invite anybody that would like to come and see what we're all about. We'd love to have you as a guest.
Well, no doubt you're active with 48 members and staying busy and all the projects. I know that the Master Gardeners did a blueberry project for us at the park.
We sure
up
did.
At Cherokee Rock Village. And people, our patrons, really have enjoyed it. And birds have too. And,
most definitely.
Enjoyed the blueberries up there.
The Master Gardeners have a huge impact statewide in Alabama. For example, last year with the volunteer hours that was spent in Alabama had an impact of equivalent to $11 million.
Well, that's a huge impact.
It's very big. And we also have programs that donate food back to the communities that they're in so people can come and pick up that food. We do vegetable transplants. We have... in our community, we had 953 hours donated by our 48 members.
Wonderful.
To this community. And our special projects, there were 878 hours donated towards that. We have education and demonstration, and we donated 102 hours to that. And for a total, we had the impact of 8,474 people last year.
That's wonderful. Huge. and that keeps, I know, the extension office busy working with them.
It does. You know, we obviously couldn't reach near the people that we do with the Master Gardeners. And so having them out in our communities helping people, not only through education, but just being around them makes you want to do better. If you've ever went out with them on some of their projects, they're like little bees. I mean, they, you know, they're weeding gardens, they're planting new, you know, they hear them communicate about what plant goes where. You know, they're just a great group to hang out with and be with, and you'll always learn something. So great group.
Absolutely. And of course, now I know a lot of the projects that you've mentioned, some of them like the street escapes uptown on Main Street and Center, those flowers that you put out there, and dedication, because you have to go and keep them watered and look after them and make sure they're thriving and stay beautiful all summer, spring and summer, and into the fall. And then of course, I know you've done the park at here in Center.
Correct.
And many others projects that you do. And let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about a community vegetable garden?
We have.
They have had one. They have.
Oh, they have.
We actually have one currently. It's at the Dean Buttram
Senior Center.
And so that one is part of that Grow More, Give More program that Sharon was mentioning earlier. So that's a statewide program where you're trying to give a little extra that you have. And so especially during the pandemic when everybody was at home, gardening became really popular. And so people had extra. And so, you know, those are donated to food pantries, senior centers. But like the one at the Dean Buttram Center, it's a container garden. So it's a little easier to maintain. You know, it's kind of like the bucket gardens when you think about.
Sure.
And so that one is maintained through that Grow More, Give More program. And so it gives the seniors an opportunity, you know, to take care of that garden.
And statewide, there were 27,000 pounds of produce given away.
That you grew.
Yes.
And I think the senior center here grew like 80 to 100 pounds.
Wow.
They were excited about it. They were, they really did. The seniors that worked there or came there for their lunch every day, they'd have to go out and check their plants, and they had a good time with it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that's
having them
and watching things grow.
Oh, yes. And it's something that they grew up with a lot by having gardens as they grew up, and it was something that they enjoyed then. And, you know, as you age, sometimes you can't get down there close to the ground, but these raised.
I feel those pains. Yes.
Sometimes we all do. But just a reminder, folks, come out to our sales April the 6th from 8 to 1, April the 13th from 8 to 1, one in Center, one in Leesburg. We look forward to seeing you and helping you with all your plant needs, whether it be vegetable garden. And, you know, it's still just a little early, but it won't be long. Things is going to warm up and we'll be ready to plant.
And we do have a website, or we're on Facebook.
That's
so
correct.
Feel free to contact us on Facebook if you have any questions. We'll have somebody get back with you. You can reach us through the extension office as well. And if you like what you see growing, let us know.
If a community organization comes up with a project that they would like to invite the Master Gardeners to participate in, whom would they need to contact?
They would need to contact they could reach us through Facebook or the extension office.
Okay.
And then we have specific guidelines for projects that we take on, and we'd be happy to go over every one of those with anyone.
Make sure they meet your criteria.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else that we haven't discussed that you want to leave with our listeners before we cut away?
One thing I would like to say is a big thank you. As you mentioned, our pots uptown that we take care of, we also have volunteers that come in and water those that are community people. And we just want to say thank you, because it's hard to reach out and to take care of all those pots for the ones that in the Master Gardeners that do. And we just appreciate all the volunteers that come in and help water those pots too, and say a big thank you to them. And as we take care of those, because the summertime does get hot on that Main Street.
And, of course, it adds so much beauty downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what you do in the park adds a great deal of beauty there.
And we're so thankful to the city of Center that they have come in there and added the grass to the park, and they've just done the improvements that they have done and added the water so that it helps us keep more things beautiful with water that we can help those plants grow.
Absolutely. And when it gets as dry as it was this past year, you have to have a good bit of assistance, don't
that
you?
Is true.
Anything else? Thank you so very much for being with us, Master Gardeners. And we have Sharon and Melanie and Dr. Landon Marks. We appreciate y'all for coming in and sharing your time.
Thank you, Jerry.
Have a great day. And remember, the Master Gardener sale in Center on April 6th and then on April 13th in Leesburg. Is that correct?